T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk some fantasy football with our guru of fantasy football, Dave Richard, who joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dave, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing excellent, Bull. I'm doing excellent, Dustin. You know, I think I've talked to you guys about the exploits of one of my leagues that is a salary cap draft. And
yeah.
I had McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley, and I was 2-0, lost those guys. I kicked butt this week because I went with Jeff Wilson and Rex Burkhead. Can't make it up. Highest score in the league. And now I'm 3-0. Just goes to show you, you know, luck plays a big role in fantasy football, too.
Yeah, I have one league that I picked up Nick Mullins in a two-quarterback league. I picked up Nick Mullins and Rex Burkhead, and I didn't start either of them, so didn't do me any good.
And now what's probably going to happen is you're going to go run and start maybe both of them this week.
Yeah.
And he's going to let you down. I mean, that's how it is when you chase points in fantasy.
Yes.
It doesn't work out very often for you.
I mean, Dave, injuries have been crazy so far this season. We've seen more piled up. Chris Carson got hurt. I guess he might play this week. Chris Godwin got hurt again. He's going to miss a few weeks. I mean, does it just seem like it's more than most years, or is it actually more than most years?
It's more than most years. And I can't tell if it's purposes these guys have played on, or because they didn't have a normal training camp, or because they didn't play any preseason games, or all the above. It could be everything. You know, this was a very different offseason for the NFL and a very different type of training camp for the players. And there was a huge emphasis put on keeping everybody away from each other. And then when they finally get together to play a football game, you're seeing all these injuries happen. You know, you want to yell, go outside and yell, make it stop at the top of your lungs. But it's not going to stop. These games are going to keep happening. And, you know, there's a reason why they've got deeper practice squads this year and everything else. I don't know if this was a side effect of the pandemic or not that we could have expected, but even if you could expect it, you were still going to draft Chris Godwin and Chris Carson and, you know, other people named Chris and Saquon Barkley and all that stuff to be on your team just because that you knew that they were talented football players. The most important thing that I think you've got to keep in mind right now with fantasy is depth is huge.
Yeah,
maybe it's important to carry that second quarterback, or in your case, Bull, that third and fourth quarterback.
Yeah,
just carrying a second tight end is important.
Sure.
Making sure you've got the guy, the backup to your top running back, if he's any good. You know, if you're rolling right now with James Conner and you missed out on Benny Snell, my guess is that you can find Snell on your waiver wire. I would want to have Snell behind Conner, just as an example. Now, you can't do that with the Browns guys because, I mean, what's going to happen if Chubb or Hunt gets hurt? It's going to be the other guy. You can't go and trade for – you could, I guess, but you'd have to give up a lot to get Hunt if you have Chubb or Chubb if you have Hunt. You can't do it with Cleveland, but a lot of other teams you can, and you probably should.
Yes, agreed.
All right, so let's talk waiver wire pickups this week. Who are some of the top ones you're looking at, Dave?
So Myles Gaskin looks like he's the main guy in Miami, Dustin. And it's a weird situation. Everybody thought that it was going to be Jordan Howard and Matt Breida. And Gaskin is doing everything we thought Breida would do, and he's also doing everything that we thought Jordan Howard would do, except scoring touchdowns. They're using Jordan Howard at the goal line. He has something like 16 carries for 12 yards and 3 touchdowns this year. It's ridiculous what he's got going on. But Gaskin is working between the 20s. He's catching passes. That offensive line really isn't terrible. It's just okay. And another decent matchup on the horizon for him against the Seahawks this week. If you can find Myles Gaskin, he's worth the ad. The next best one is going to be Carlos Hyde. You already mentioned Chris Carson could be out a week or two. Hyde figures to be the main running back for Seattle with Carson out. Travis Homer would also get in the mix, but Homer wouldn't be the priority. Carlos Hyde would. And if we learn by tonight when we set our waiver wires that Raheem Mostert is out and won't play, and Jerick McKinnon is out and won't play, then Jeff Wilson of the 49ers becomes number one with a bullet because he'll be pretty much the only decent back that the 49ers have, and he had a hell of a fourth quarter last Sunday. I think you could see Wilson still have a good role this week, even if one of those other guys plays, whether it's McKinnon or Mostert, but we want him to be the every-down guy. And if we don't know that for sure, then you can't pick him up like he will be. That's why he's third behind Gaskin and Hyde. And then you, Rex Burkhead's in that mix, but you just don't know exactly what role he's going to have in New England. But those are just the running backs. There's wide receivers as well, and Justin Jefferson really showed out. You know, he was a first-round pick for a reason. He was separating from the Titans' corners. They were playing a ton of zone. He was beating them up, and Kirk Cousins was throwing at him. And he did really well, did a good job with contested catches. He was really doing a lot of the things that we saw him do in college. And now if he continues to get this type of work, he's going to develop into a usable fantasy receiver, not only just a guy for your bench, but somebody that you can start. So look for him if he's out there. But the problem is everybody's going to be looking for him because he just had this huge game. Preston Williams, Hunter Renfro, Brandon Ayuk are going to be other wide receivers that you could go after off the waiver wire. And then keep an eye out for Dalton Schultz, the tight end for the Dallas Cowboys. Had a bunch of targets, didn't have a huge game in week number three. I think he's going to be a consistent part of this Cowboys offense. Tight ends in Dallas, over the course of season after season, have averaged over 110 targets from Dak Prescott. So you want a piece of that with whoever their top tight end is. Jason Witten left. Blake Jarwin got hurt. Now it's Dalton Schultz who's got that opportunity. Could be good for 12 PPR points per week.
Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. Yeah, you mentioned McKinnon getting hurt. With all the injuries, the least surprising were McKinnon getting hurt and Jordan Reed getting hurt again. Like those those two guys, you kind of expect it every time, and Reed had been playing, had a good week the week before. Do you think some people are starting to panic a little about Lamar Jackson? Because obviously you drafted him high, like Mahomes, and he's not off to a great – I mean, week one he was great, but the last 2 weeks have not been great fantasy weeks. And he had, the rushing yards were higher yesterday, but the rushing yards haven't been there yet so far. Are people starting to panic? I know I'm not, but are some people starting to panic about Lamar Jackson?
Well, you can panic all you want, but you know what you're going to do. You're not going to trade him because no one's going to give you anything close to what you think is fair value for this quarterback that you may have spent a first or second round pick for. So you're going to keep him. You're stuck with him, but oh, boo-hoo, you're stuck with the league MVP from 2019, who's still a very good quarterback who can move incredibly well. There's some elements in Baltimore that aren't quite the same as they were in the past. Number one, the offensive line doesn't seem to be doing as well. Number two, the receivers are dropping a bunch of passes. You saw Mark Andrews drop multiple passes on Monday night. Marquise Brown has been making a huge impact as well. They need to get that figured out. And once they do, I think you could see Lamar Jackson play. His numbers will be a little bit better. And that's good for fantasy, but I think he'll start having a little bit more confidence. And that's just what he needs. He needs a get-right game. And here comes the Washington football team. You guys got to look at them last week. Now they're going to take on the Ravens. This should be a week where if Jackson struggles this week, sound the alarm, get nervous, and if you really want to, find a second quarterback. But benching Lamar Jackson should be the furthest thing from people's minds. Now, I will say this. If you've been streaming quarterbacks, and if you don't want to start Matt Ryan without Julio Jones, or you're tired of Gardner Minshew, and you can't pick up Ryan Fitzpatrick, who I really like this week, I think he could have a monster week, you can try and trade for Jackson, and you can try and trade for Deshaun Watson, because both of those guys haven't been delivering to expectations, and so right now their trade value could be low, and I'm telling you, Watson especially, the schedule gets great for him. He had a real tough schedule to begin the year. And Watson could end up being one of the best bargains that you could trade for right now. Shouldn't cost you nearly as much as it would have cost you before the season in a trade.
Dave, give me some under-the-radar defenses to pick up this week.
The Broncos are playing the Jets. I would start with them. I mean,
okay.
Pretty much anybody who plays against the Jets, you should want to roll with. I think the Packers, another one. Especially if Atlanta doesn't have Julio Jones and Russell Gage. It just leaves them pretty bare in the passing game. And Todd Gurley really hasn't been great. I know he had 80 yards and a touchdown. It was his best game so far as a Falcon. That reminds me, a stash guy at running back bowl, this is someone for you to go after, is Brian Hill. Honestly, he looks like the better running back to me in Atlanta. I know the Falcons are paying Todd Gurley quite a bit, so I think that he's still going to be the guy that gets the work. But if he ever goes down with an injury, or if the coaching staff there just says, all right, look, he's not getting the job done, let's go with somebody that's got a little more juice, Brian Hill could be that guy. You might be able to find the Colts DST, available in a few leagues. It's hard to do because they were used last week. So forget I said that. Packers and Broncos, Dustin, those are going to be the top two. And the Texans are still out there. If that game happens with the Vikings, I think you take a shot on Minnesota because they should be able to get to Kirk Cousins. And Cousins has had a bunch of turnovers this year. So could be a decent starting option this week.
Peter asks, what's up with DJ Moore this year?
He's a great fit for their offense, but the entire Panthers team just isn't scoring touchdowns. And that's been consistent with what we've seen from DJ Moore really throughout his career, is that the touchdowns have been sporadic. But the volume, and as far as targets and catches, should be a little bit higher. I know 2 weeks ago they were good, but last week I don't know if you could say that was really impressive. Honestly, he should be going for 6-plus catches and 100-plus yards every week. And every week he doesn't do that, it's a disappointment. I can't help but think that volume will turn in his favor. I was kind of secretly hoping it would happen with Christian McCaffrey hurt, because then that means that more volume is going his way, and Robbie Anderson would get a bunch of targets too. But this is a Panthers team that realizes that they can throw to the running back no matter who it is. Mike Davis did a great job. He had 8 receptions last week. I think that you could certainly see Moore continue to be a focal point of the Panthers offense, but not necessarily dominate target volume and target share like we thought he would coming into the year.
Dave, what are we doing? You know, this happened last year with Joe Mixon, right? It was terrible the first half of the year. It was barely startable, and then he was great down the stretch. What do you – you know, the Bengals' offensive line is so bad, and they're having to throw. What do you make of Joe Mixon right now? How much faith do you
have? I mean, not only is that happening, but Giovanni Bernard is playing more than a third of the snaps. And he's certainly been in there in passing situations. So he's got the key to getting work as far as receptions, game in and game out. That's a little frustrating because that's something that we didn't quite see as much of in 2019. But the offensive line's worse. We thought it would be better. It was worse. It is worse. And I still feel like they've forgotten how to use Joe Mixon. Like, they did it right for 8 games, and now they're still pulling guards, and they're trying to use their guards to be physical instead of using zone schemes. And that's what Mixon needs. He's a patient runner who finds a crease, and he's off to the races. And they're not putting him in a position to do that. And a lot of it also has to do with defenses kind of daring Joe Burrow to beat them. You know how coaches think. They think, oh, this kid was the number one pick, but we're going to make him beat us. And so the more that Burrow does to make defenses really believe that they have to defend the pass, the more that happens, the more likely it is that Joe Mixon can end up doing well. He's not exactly a buy low, though. What he is really, Adam, is that he's got this matchup against Jacksonville. He should crush them. Jacksonville's run defense is terrible. If he doesn't, that's when you really have to sound the alarm and say, okay, Joe Mixon's not going to be very helpful for fantasy this year. But at that point, you can't really get anything for him in trade. Now you might be able to get something. If you can turn him into David Johnson, another Texans player who didn't benefit from the tough schedule and has an easy schedule, I would do it. And I know that David Johnson was drafted 4 or 5 rounds later than Joe Mixon, but at this point, I think I would rather have Johnson than Mixon on my fantasy team.
Dave, what about James Robinson for the Jags?
He's fantastic.
You buying him the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think you have to. And, I mean, it's I'd rather have him than Joe Mixon right now, Dustin. You just look at the way that he's been playing. The vision is great. The fact that he's catching passes out of the backfield is great when they've got another running back in Chris Thompson who could do it. Yeah. And they're not giving any other running back carries, really. It's all James Robinson, and he looks good. And the Jaguars' offensive line is doing what we thought the Bengals' offensive line would do, and that's play well. So this is really a great mix coming up here for the Jaguars in that their run game is doing well. It's giving them a rushing presence that helps their passing game, although it didn't really come through to help them much on Thursday's game. But I think Robinson does have some staying power as a number 2 running back in fantasy. And because he's playing Cincinnati this week, he's actually a number 1 running back in fantasy, a top 12 guy, undrafted free agent that people were picking up off the waiver wire. So far, he's the Cinderella of the fantasy season.
So ticked I didn't get him in any league. This has been the worst start to any fantasy season. I'm hating it so far.
Yeah, it's rough. And it's not just rough for you. It's rough for anybody.
Well, some people are succeeding out there, but it's not me. Dave, what's going on at CBS right now? What are you doing?
We've got a waiver show coming up tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, I believe it is, on Twitch, twitch.com/FFToday. You can learn about it on Twitter. We're going to be tweeting all about it from our Twitter account, /FFToday. My Twitter account is that Dave Richard all one word? And I just laid out what my waiver plans were right. in all my leagues. Who did I go after? Who did I pick up? Who did I pass on? How much fab did I spend on these players? Right. So if you go to twitter.com/Dave Richard, all one word, you follow me, and you get to see all the advice that I give you to try and help you win on waivers this week and then pick up a win in week four in fantasy.
If you can't text Dave like me, check him out. He's got the trade chart, which I love. I love that's on CBS. It's great stuff. Thanks, Dave, as always. We appreciate it.
You got it, gentlemen. Good luck in your ads and drops this week.
There you go. Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.